This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast, presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
It is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. There's new information about Columbus billionaire Les Wexner's involvement in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Here's ONN's Brianna Albizu.
California Democrat U.S. Representative Robert Garcia made a statement yesterday claiming that the Department of Justice has been redacting Les Wexner's name from the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is why he says the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform issued Wexner a subpoena to testify under oath about his ties to Epstein. In Garcia's statement, he claims Virginia Roberts Giuffre stated she was trafficked to Wexner in a deposition conducted by investigators. Wexner is credited with helping to create Epstein's wealth.
In Southwest Ohio, a man accused of breaking a teenage boy's jaw is sentenced to prison. ONN's Jared Allen reports.
3.5 years in prison is the sentence for Damon Ball Jr. Judge Elizabeth Ellis sentenced the 40-year-old, according to some information from the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He's accused of punching a 13-year-old boy in the face and breaking the boy's jaw. The Dayton Daily News reports, once Ball is released from prison, he will be on post-release control.
In Northwest Ohio, a worker was rescued yesterday after becoming stranded on top of a grain elevator in what officials described as an industrial accident. ONN's Angela Ann has more.
The Toledo Fire and Rescue Department's technical rescue team was called to assist at the grain elevator located on State Route 120 in Metamora. According to a fire official, the worker was approximately 180 feet up when the incident occurred. The rescue crew was able to reach the worker and help him back down to the ground. While the worker was able to walk, he was taken to the hospital by ambulance for evaluation.
In Southern Ohio, the last Wagner family member to face charges in the 2016 Pike County massacre was back in court. ONN's Lacey Crisp has details.
Billy Wagner appeared in person in court while attorneys for both sides argued whether he should face the death penalty specification.
Judge Jonathan Hine told the prosecutors and defense attorneys he was pleased to hear the sides were talking about a resolution or a plea deal. And to that, Billy Wagner visibly shook his head in court. A court of appeals ruled Judge Hine did not have the authority to remove death penalty specifications, but in court, defense attorneys argued Billy Wagner should not face the death penalty on several grounds. The appeal could delay the trial by 5 months to a year.
The Ohio Supreme Court will hear the case of a driver who hit and killed a Cleveland firefighter. ONN's Candace Hare has the story.
This all goes back to 2022 on I-90. That's when firefighter Johnny Tetrick was responding to a crash along the Shoreway, and as he bent down to clear debris from the road, he was hit from behind and killed. In 2023, the driver, Leander Bissell, was convicted of felony murder and sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 16 years. But in 2024, the appeals court overturned that murder conviction, saying prosecutors didn't prove he acted knowingly. Now prosecutors want the state's highest court to restore that murder charge.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is accusing cannabis operators of price fixing in a new lawsuit. ONN's Jay Plyburn has details.
The Ohio Attorney General is suing 9 cannabis operators, accusing them of engaging in anti-competitive practices to keep prices high. The lawsuit accuses companies out of several states, saying operators agreed to not buy from independent businesses in order to preserve shelf space for one another. The Attorney General's office says this hurt Ohio-based businesses. The lawsuit is seeking an injunction to stop these practices.
And southwest of Cleveland, Brook Park is making a move to pay for road and pedestrian upgrades around the Browns' new stadium. More from ONN's Dave Chadowski.
At last night's meeting, Brook Park City Council approved a request to apply for up to $25 million in federal funding, while the city also waits on a separate $72 million decision from ODOT. Haslam Sports Group has already agreed to pay $12 million for public infrastructure separate from the stadium. The team plans to begin excavation next month.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. ONN Daily has been brought to you by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.
CME Federal Credit Union was founded in 1935, and over 90 years later, they're still turning your financial goals into reality. Start the year strong with a better auto loan payment. CME Federal Credit Union wants to beat your rate by 1.5%, with APR starting at 4.99%. Imagine driving into 2026 with a payment that treats you right. It's time to give your budget a glow up.
Terms and conditions apply. APR as low as 4.99%. Visit cmefcu.org for details.